Blog Talk Radio.
Go, 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 shorty, go, shorty. Go, go, it's your birthday. Go, shorty, it's your birthday. Go, 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 it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a f- 'cause that's your birthday.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Star Dish Radio's first birthday, first anniversary, whatever you want to call it. It's my first, and I'm so, so excited. Today is April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2009, and I can't believe that I've been on the air for a year. And can I honestly tell you that in a year, I've had on more than 150 guests. Can you freaking believe that? 150 guests. And that doesn't even include the people that I've been on repetitively. So it's an incredible, incredible thing. And I want to say thank you to everybody who stays loyal and listens and keeps coming back for more. And I'm just so blessed and pleased that you guys can do it with me. So keep your wishes going into the StarDishRadio.com box, and I'll keep on trying to bring you people as much as I can. And don't forget, this isn't just about soaps, even though we all love our soapies. We definitely expand outside of the realm of ABC, Daytime, CBS, NBC, and all that good stuff. So I'm going to start by taking a couple telephone calls and while I find my guests for tonight, because we all know who those people are, right? We definitely got some surprise guests going on. So let's start with my buddy Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Joanne. How are you?
I'm thrilled. Thank you very much.
I'm doing well. I'm on a night out with my beloved, so I'm not going to stay long. I just wanted to call in and wish you the happiest of happy anniversaries, and may you have many, many more, and you deserve all the success that you've achieved in this first magnificent year, and I'm so proud of you, and I've loved being a part of the show.
Oh, well, you know what? I thank you so much, and I'm telling you, it's like I tell everyone else that, honestly, without listeners, where am I supposed to go? It's
absolutely
just like, you know, this is where we are, and you guys really make it what it is, and, you know, everybody contributes to the show. It's not just me. I mean, it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, don't get me wrong, and you know it from hosting your own show. But
yes, I do.
It's extremely thrilling and satisfying to be able to, in my case, bring favorites to the fans, you know, and I love it. I just love it, so.
Well, it's like I said, it's been great fun helping you out and working with you, And I wish you many, many, many more years on the air. You are terrific.
Well, I thank you so much, darling. Go have fun with your beloved. I'm going to take a couple more calls and get this show on the road.
Okay, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen later. Happy anniversary.
All right, thanks, Brandon.
Much love from Texas.
Okay, thank you. And I couldn't be more complete without my next friend here, Mr. Tony from Chicago.
Hello, Joanne. Oh,
yay.
Happy first anniversary to you,
Stardust Radio,
baby.
Oh, thank you so much. And just so for people who don't know, I'm just going to give a little synopsis on how Tony and I met. Matter of fact, I believe it was a Bree Williamson show where she didn't call in. And I picked up the phone and I started just hanging out and talking to Tony. And Tony's been around ever since.
That's
so,
right.
You know, I thank him as well. Without Tony, I would have been stuck many, many times.
Yes, you would.
You know? So much, much love and appreciation to you.
And back at you, Joanne. Back at you.
Thank you. Well, I have you on the phone real quick. What's in the last year, what do you think was your favorite Star Dish show?
Oh, man. There's been so many. I love the stuff that we did, One Life to Live, People. I love those. But the most one, the one I realized, the one I've known that's exciting for me, is when we did the the one, the show that we did before Election Day with Katie McClain, and when Gregory J. Martin and Matt Bellini called in, man, we had a ruckus time. Get ready to see Barack Obama get elected and everything. That was a fun night.
Yeah, you know what? That really was. Who do you think your favorite star has been?
Oh, man, that's so many. Like I said, I guess, so many. For me, my favorite, obviously, talking to the Fab Four and One Life to Live, obviously, goes to the tops for me.
You know what? I can honestly say that that's one of my favorites, too. Those kids are just such a bundle of energy, you know,
yeah.
and they're budding stars and blooming, and I love every last one of them.
Yes, you do. Yes, we all do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I got plenty of people here in the chat room waiting for everyone to call in, so be patient. And I'm just going to read some stuff off the chat room. Yes, oh my goodness, Courtney, my favorite star, her favorite Star Dish moment was ... That's an inside joke, and you know what? I that's my favorite, too, only because you guys made it that way. So, you know, you've made that what it was. But in the meantime, Tony, hang on. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to take a couple more phone calls, okay?
Okay, I'll be here.
Thank you. Landview Lowdown, thank you so much for joining in the chat room. Thank you all. I'm so, so excited that this day came. Honestly, you know, I knew that I would stay on the air. Did I realize how popular it would get? No, I really didn't. I honest to God didn't think it would be as popular as it is. And again, it's because of the listeners. So I'm just refreshing my switchboard because you crazy people are crashing me already. So chill out. Crazy people. So let's see here. I'm going to bring on a couple others. Let's see here. Who do I got? Area code 630. Who do I have on the line?
That would be me.
And you are?
Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for calling in tonight. Who are you looking forward to speaking to?
Of course, Bradford.
Of course.
But happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Spinelli. Yes, we got a ton of people waiting on him. Okay, just chill out and hang tough, okay?
Definitely.
All right, cool. And this one here I know is Tony Ann.
Hi, thank you for calling in tonight.
Hello.
Hey, turn down your speakers, Tony Ann.
Okay, no problem. Give me 1 second.
Yeah,
hold on.
Oh, thank you very.
There you go.
Happy anniversary, Joanne. Thank you so much. Thank you. I am so glad that you were able to call in.
Of course I would. You have my favorite on. You think I'm going to leave her and not call in?
Okay, listen, this is what I want to know. Aside from Kristen Alderson and the Fab Four, what has been your favorite Star Dish moment?
Probably the Christmas and New Year show where we got to see other people's perspectives and see how and interact with everyone that listened.
Oh, okay. Very cool. And I'm proud that you said that and it wasn't a Kristen moment. No, I'm just kidding. I know Kristen's your favorite. So, very good. I'm waiting for them to...
I said if someone doesn't know that knows me, I don't know what's wrong.
You know what? I have to tell everybody, Tony Ann is the one who basically does a good chunk of my banners. So all the advertisements that you see, look at the bottom of them, and it should say, because sometimes she forgets to give herself credit for them, she does a chunk of my banners. So if you guys need any kind of graphic banners or whatever, hit up Tony Ann. Email me at letsdishbaby@gmail.com and I'll give you her information because we want to definitely get Tony Ann's stuff out there and have people start utilizing her things. Can you believe that you people are like freezing me up already on the switchboard? You're going
nuts.
Thank you
for that promotion.
Well, you know what? You're welcome. And like I said, these things are integral parts of how Star Dish became what it is, and you know, you're part of that. So it's the fans are the listeners rather of Star Dish are a big part of it. So So chill out, hang on, and let's see who else we got on the line, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Okay, let's go over here. Hi, who do I have on the line? Hello? Okay, shy ones. No need to be shy. Let's put that person back on hold because obviously they just want to listen and not talk. So now I know area code 410. Who's this?
Hi, it's Susan. How are you?
Good. Hi, Susan. How you doing?
Good. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very
much.
I'm very excited
to hear from Bradford today to see what he has to say.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's been a long time since I've had Bradford on the show, so I'm excited about that as well. And if people don't realize why Bradford's coming on the show, it's because a year ago, Bradford was my first guest. Oh, hang on. In the Zone Radio's in the chat room. Thank you so much, Ryan and Jen. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know you guys got a show coming up too, so thank you. Much love to my friends over in the Zone. This is going to be a great thing to have Bradford back on. It's like bittersweet to me, even though he's been on the show a few other times since then. He was the very first guest, so I'm really, really glad that he decided to come back on for the birthday show.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yes. Okay, hang on, Susan.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go here, and I believe this is Miss Georgette.
Hi, Joanne.
How are you, darling?
Good. I just called to say happy anniversary. I'm so proud of you. And have a great show. I'm studying.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.
Tell Mr.
Thank you very much.
Bradford. Tell Mr. Bradford I said hello. Tell him Gigi says hi for me.
I certainly
and then,
will.
Congratulations. Forbes called me and he told me to tell you congratulations and happy anniversary. He couldn't call in because he's doing his taxes because he's a procrastinator.
Oh, okay, the wonderful tax season. Well, you know what? That's cool. I'm all right with that. Tell him I said thank you very much for that.
I will. And
okay.
I just want to call in and say love you lots, and I'll talk to you afterward. Probably I'll be done with studying by then.
Would you like me to leave you on the line so you can listen in?
No, I got to study.
Okay, I'm hanging up on you then. Love you.
Okay, love you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's move on over here. We're going to go over here to area code 609. Hello.
Hello, Joanne.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to call in and wish you a happy anniversary and just let you know what a wonderful job you've done with Stardish. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of your show, and I cannot wait to meet you in August for at the One Life to Live in AMC fan event.
Oh, you better believe it. And then for everybody who doesn't know, this is my buddy Ryan from In the Zone, and I'm so happy he called in. Ryan was a big inspiration for Stardish as well. I mean, I give credit to a lot of people for Stardish, and you were one of them. You and Jen were really, really sweet in the beginning and really helped out a lot, and I thank you for it.
Oh, no problem, Joanne. Listen, I wish you the best of success, and I know that your second year is going to be even better than your first.
I hope so. Well, I thank you so much, darling.
No problem. Have a good night.
Thanks. Have a good show tonight.
Thank you. I will try.
You will. You will. Okay. Bye, Ryan. How sweet is that, Ryan? Thank you so much. We're going to go over here to this phone call, area code 310. Who is this? 310, not going to answer. Okay, shy one. We'll leave them alone for a little while. We're going to go to area code 575.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to say happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Well, hang on the line, Tanya. We're going to get moving with the phone calls, and hopefully my guests will be calling in any second. And you know what? For those of you who don't know what today is, it is April Fool's Day, but it is also Stardish Radio's first birthday. So I'm going to play my little remix that I made for myself while I bring on my callers.
Go, 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 go,
birthday. Go, 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 go. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a f- 'cause that's your birthday.
Okay, you guys, thank you so much. So my first guests tonight are the incredibly talented Alderson siblings. Hello, peoples.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you, darling?
I'm great, I'm great.
Thank you so
thank
much
you
for
having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on the birthday show, girl. I'm really happy that you were able to.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. You know what? If it wasn't for you soapies and your fans, Stardish wouldn't be here, so I owe it all to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, it's so great that you guys have such an awesome radio show to, you know, get the word out there and for us to be able to talk to our fans. It's really awesome.
Well, that's my purpose, girl. That's my purpose. But I'm really glad you got to come back in and hang out for a few minutes. You're doing some incredible stuff on One Life to Live. I'm so, so proud of where the pregnancy storyline went. I feel like I just watched you completely mature in a matter of months. And really, you bring a grown woman to tears. You honestly do.
Thank you. I think that was the beauty of the storyline was that, you know, it really showed the life of a teenage girl, you know, how many decisions there has to be made. And I think for a while with Jamie Lynn Spears being pregnant, you know, it kind of glamorized pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really important for us to convey that it's not all glamorous. You have to make life-changing decisions, not just for yourself, but for, you know, the people around you, like for your child that you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a child yourself, it really forces you to grow up quickly. So I think that's what happened with Star, and I think that she has a new maturity that she didn't have before.
Well, you bring it. You really bring it. You know what I mean? And it's like you're the same age as Star, which is usually rare in a soap, and where you're actually playing the same age as your character, basically. And you have just shown so much maturity into that character. It's really incredible.
Thank you so much. It was a great experience because, you know, with me being the same age as my character, I was really able to see what it would be like for me to go through that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
of course, it wasn't the same scenario that would be in my real life, but it really made me think about, okay, what if I got pregnant tomorrow? And, you know, it was a very scary thought, and it made me really talk with everyone. I think that was another great part of the storyline was that we got people to talk. We got mothers to talk with their daughters about teen pregnancy, about sex in general, and just to start a conversation and to have a plan. And I think that's one of the most important lessons to learn is just to really be open about that stuff because it's scary and it could happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, when I was a kid, it was like taboo when a girl at that age had babies. But I knew plenty of them. You know, I'm almost 40, so way back then it was completely unacceptable. Now it's a little bit more accepted and it's a lot more widespread, you know, than it was, you know, 20 years ago or whatever. But yeah. Now let me ask you, since this story, have you had any response from teenagers?
Oh, definitely. Well, I had a blog called Start Talking with Kristen on ABC.com,
mm-hmm.
and I got so many responses. This one girl, who I'll never forget, she wrote in and she said to me, I'm 18 years old, and I've already has two children, and if you would have done this storyline 2 years ago, my life would have been completely different. Thank you for changing other girls' lives out there. And that was just so powerful to me. And there, I can't even count or, you know, how many other responses that we got. For example, there was another girl, I'll give you one more, and she said, thank you so much, I'm 11 years old, and it really, like, it brought my mom and I so much closer because we don't really have that outgoing of relationship with each other, and so it really forced us to just talk every day after the show, and we really bonded, and thank you so much for, you know, getting my mom and I closer. And, you know, that's just so great to hear something like that. That's when the storyline really became real to me, and I was like, wow, we're really touching people's lives.
Aw, you know, I got goosebumps listening to that. It's aww, really amazing.
Me too.
You know,
it's so crazy.
Your mother must be so crazy proud right now. I mean, your mother's an awesome lady, period, but she's got to be so incredibly proud of you right now.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, because she just sees us as, you know, like, oh, you know, my kids or whatever, and then people, you know, she hears so many, like, great things or whatever from other people, and she's like, oh, my God, like, you guys are my kid. Like, that's crazy. You guys are on national television. Like, I think we all kind of forget it sometimes because it's just such a part of our lives. And
right,
we just go every day like, oh, yeah, so let's go home and watch, you know, One Life to Live tonight. And there's me on TV. And you know, once in a while we stop and we're like, wow, like, really? We're on TV, you know, we're on TV. And, yeah, so my mom has always been a great supporter of my brother and I, and we couldn't be any more thankful.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? You both deserve it. I mean, it's just incredible the things that you two do on that show. Now, when I had you back on a while ago, there was questions posed about the fact that Brandon, Buddy, was actually a little bit older than you, and people were saying things about, you know, you being a younger age than him. Are you getting any of that stuff regarding Scott Clifton now?
Oh, yeah, and I think it definitely took the microscope off of Brandon Buddy and really put it on Scott Clifton, even though he is, in real life, the same age as Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
So his character is actually older than me, so it sparked a whole different type of controversy.
Right, right. And are
yeah,
you looking forward to exploring things with Scott rather, you know, and taking the limelight off of the soul? I mean, and I'm probably going to get bashed for this, you know, because you know how your vicious soul fans are, and they're all in the chat room, and they're all screaming at me already. But are you, like, looking forward to exploring something different with Scott?
Well, I think it was really interesting the way it played out. I mean, I was kind of upset when I found out that Star was going to have another love interest coming up. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, no, they can't do that to Soul because I'm so attached to them, too.
Right.
And you know, my character is as well. But the storyline was written so smart, and it was, you know, it's really, I don't want to give too much away, but Star is really acting out because she wants to be talking with Cole. And I think that that's already pretty much been in the show where, you know, Skylar realizes that, where, you know, Langston realizes that, and so it's been really fun to kind of play, oh, no, I have to be with this guy because I can't go there with Cole. Cole's messed up, and I can't put myself in such an awful place right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even though she wants to be with him so bad, but he's not him anymore. So the struggle with that has been really fun and interesting to play. But I will always be dedicated to Star and Cole, and I really can't wait until they get back together, hopefully soon.
Yeah.
But it's great working with Scott Clifton. I have no complaints about that. I mean, we have so much fun together, but we both know where our characters stand in the storyline.
Right.
So.
Well, I'll tell you, Scott Clifton is a little hottie, too. And I don't know. He is. He's
well,
a little hottie.
And
I know. I feel different saying that about him than I do Brandon because on General Hospital he played a little bit of a, I don't know, maybe a little bit older, he seemed to me.
Right.
And Brandon, you know, it was playing a teenager, even though he is of age. I could say he's hot, but I feel weird saying it, but I could say it. That's hot.
Right. Well, I just, you know, when we do events or whatever and they're like, oh, Brandon and Scott, you know, stand with Kristen, and I'm in the middle of these two, like, really gorgeous guys, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, these are my co-stars. How lucky am I? And they're both the sweetest guys in the world, so
I'm
I couldn't ask for better co-stars. Yeah.
So now, you just had some pictures posted from an event recently, so did we actually get our hair cut?
What? Oh, which event recently?
Oh, I can't remember which one she told me about. Maybe it was Broadway Cares, or maybe it was the Gabriel Project. I don't remember. But did you get your hair cut finally? Did they let you cut your hair?
Yeah, they did. It's like angled and layered, and it's very cute. I'm very happy with it, and I was really glad that I was able to get a haircut finally.
Okay.
But the thing is that it's really important that it stayed with Star, because Star can have this funky, crazy hairdo. It's just not like her, and I don't really think it's like me anyway. But yeah, I got it trimmed and cut and angled, and so finally I don't have like knots in the back of my hair. It's like feels so good.
Yeah. I haven't seen it on screen yet, but you were wearing a red dress. Is that the Gabriel Project?
Yes. It's a Gabriel Project.
Okay. That first of all, that was a slamming dress.
Do you want to hear the background of this dress?
Go ahead.
I got it at Marshall's for $10.
Shut the heck up.
Yes, and my mom picked it out, and I was like, I don't want it. I don't think it's going to look good on me. And she's like, Kristen, you're buying it. It's $10. It's ridiculous. We, like, went home, and I put it on, and my mom was like, see, I told you. It looks so good. And I got a lot of compliments on it, and it's so awesome. Like, when you spend $10 for a dress and you get, like, so many compliments on it, like, that's the way to go, bargain shopping.
Absolutely, man. Marshall's is a store. You got to dig through there to get something, but
when
you find it, you know.
Well, I don't like the whole, like, digging through clothes usually, mom loves doing it, and she loves dressing me up like her little Barbie doll, so I'm really lucky when it comes to that, because she just brings me home, like, a ton of dresses. She's like, I got this for $9, and then this for $12, and, like, a lot of the stuff that you see me wear has totally been from Marshalls or Ross, and they're, like, super cheap dresses, or from Forever 21.
Yeah, Ross I love, but Marshall's is a little tough to dig through, but that's an awesome dress, too, so congrats, Kathy. Tell her I said that. Very good. Very good deal there. But so let me see. So now, Cole's messed up on drugs. I was a little disappointed that they did that to him, but I think that that's also going to be a hard-hitting storyline for teenagers. I mean, you guys are hitting on some key points with teens these days. It's not all about, you know, coke or anything. They can just get these pills from people's medicine chests.
Well, exactly. And I think it's just spreading the awareness, which is great. But what, you know, is important, you know, like my brother now is paralyzed on the show from the waist down.
Mm-hmm.
But what is important is not really that we're trying to do all of, you know, like trying to be like the issue kids or whatever, but it's more like One Life has done such a great job of making it really fit the characters. And I don't feel like it was just thrown in there because it's an issue. Yeah, like Cole has been through so much, and some people would joke and be like, oh, God, like Cole must be like going so crazy, he's doing drugs or something. And then it's like, oh, well, that could happen, you know, with someone who's been through so much like Cole. And so I think that's also like a really cool story, how they have Cole dealing with Skylar, who had the same problem as he did. And even though Skylar's an enemy, he should really be listening to his advice.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's great to like spread awareness, and but also it really fits the characters, I think. And not that that's a good thing. I'm not saying that it should fit someone's real life, but things do happen like that, and people really need to be aware and to really get the person help immediately.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or else an accident that happened with Cole and Matthew could happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, your brother, Eddie, is doing an amazing, amazing job. I'm really glad that they actually gave him something to sink his teeth into.
Yeah, isn't he so great?
He really is.
Yeah, I was so surprised. I mean, I know this sounds so awful, but my brother was in Changeling with Angelina Jolie, and Clint Eastwood was the director, and he had an amazing part in it, and he was so amazing in the movie, and I didn't see him film any of it. I knew about his part. I didn't really know his specific lines or whatever, but I was like a little weary. I was like, oh my gosh, like he has really heavy stuff in this movie. I was like, I wonder, like, how he did. And I just sat there with my jaw wide open when I was watching this movie. And, like, I was crying. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, Eddie, you have no idea. You're so amazing. And it's so weird because I was in the movie theater and I'm okay, you know, as you know, the movie's going on and I'm like, I can't imagine seeing Eddie's face on this big screen. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine it. And then all of a sudden, like, there it is, and it almost starts to feel like you're like when we watch One Life to Live. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. you know, like, it's just like another thing, like a home movie or something. It's so funny, like, when you actually see someone that you know on, like, the big screen or on TV, it just seems, mm-hmm. like, so different, you know? But I couldn't have been more proud of him, and I'm really glad that One Life has been able to showcase how great his acting abilities are and how really great he is with emotional stuff. So it's been a good opportunity for him.
Well, listen what I'm going to do here. I'm going to make a little announcement. If you remember when back at Super Soap Weekend, I gave you something to sign. And I still haven't given it away yet.
Oh, really?
So, yes, because I've been waiting for the right time. And, you know, I said, you know what, I'll wait. Because when I found out that you were going to come on, I'll wait until Kristen comes on the show and I'll let her give it away. So this is what I'm doing. I'm asking everyone in the chat room to throw me your area codes to Kristen fans. Throw your area codes up in the chat room, and I'm going to give the area codes to Kristen, and I'm going to let her pick an area code, and whoever belongs to that area code is going to get an autographed photo of Kristen that she signed at Super Soap Weekend. So,
wow, that's a cool little way of doing it.
Yeah, you know, I don't like just throwing things out there, you know, let's oh, my God, this chat room's going crazy. like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Okay. I think that if I have something to give away, then, you know, let the star do it. Bradford Anderson's going to be joining me shortly, and I have a giveaway from him also that he did at Super Soap Weekend. So I'm going to let him give that away, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, you know, what better way to get it from the people who they love? They don't care about me. Are you kidding?
Yeah, really. Oh, I'm nervous. I hope no one's mad at me if I pick the wrong area.
Oh, you know what, Kristen? Seriously, no. Let's not go there because you know what? This is what I'll do. And just so you all hear me, that if you don't win this prize, what I'm going to do is I'll print out another photo because I made the photo for Kristen and had her sign it. I will print out some more, and I will send them to her at One Life to Live, and I'll have her sign them, and we'll do this again.
Oh, so, that's so sweet.
How about that? So
that sounds
no
like a good plan.
My girl. Mm-hmm. you 310 area codes, give me the first three digits of your prefix also, because I'm not just going to tell her 310 when there's a million of you. So give me your other digits too. Otherwise, it's not going to count. And we'll get that done as soon as you guys give me that. Perfect. So, how's school going?
School's going good. I'm in my senior year, and I cannot wait until graduation. I'm working on an essay, and it's on sex education to prevent teen pregnancy. So that's been really great to work on since it's kind of become one of my passions and issues to work with. So it's been, you know, it's been interesting, and I've learned a lot. You know, I've learned a lot from doing the storyline, and I've learned even more from doing this essay. So it's always good to just keep broadening your horizons about, you know, an issue.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, are you going to a prom?
You know, I have a prom, but I don't know if I'm going to go to it. Last year, I went with Tanner, Bob Woods' son. We had such a great time. But, you know, all of my friends were seniors last year, so they all left the school. I mean, I still have friends that are in my class, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm probably going to end up going, but I keep being like, oh, I'm not sure. But what's cool, hopefully I'll be able to go because the date isn't set yet, but Tanner invited me to his prom this year, so that'll be fun. Yeah, and it's funny because I was like, I'm wearing a cobalt blue dress, and you have to get, you know, the tie that matches it, and I don't want you to cut your hair. And I was kind of a pain, but he loved it, and we had so much fun. But But then it's funny when he asked me, he was like, this time I pick the color of the dress. I get to wear my hair however I want. I was like, okay.
Aww.
Yeah,
well,
so it'll be
you
fun.
Should
We're
go.
Like each other's prom dates.
Yeah, you definitely have to go. And I'm sure
I'm
your mother
really
will be digging in Ross. Well, yeah, and I'm sure your mother will be digging in Ross and Marshall's, and she's going to pull you out a smashing dress. How about that?
I know, right?
I'm serious. All right. These are my area codes, dear, that I have. I'm area code 416-401-408-321-412-956-487-989-310-562 is their prefix thing there. Let's see, 941-408-412 and 941-831 is the last one. Okay. I know that's a hard thing to remember.
Okay. Huh? I'm talking to my mom, sorry. She's like listening too, and she was like, she's like, wait. Wait, that one's in Florida, that one's in, and she's trying to figure them out. Wait, which one?
And there's a 561, too, that just came in. Uh-oh. 561 also.
What is it? Oh. I know. Do you know where the states are?
Oh, gosh, no. They're not giving me states.
It doesn't really matter. All right, I'm going to go with, which one? Oh, 831.
Let's see where you are. I don't know where that is,
but that was the last one that you said, I think.
That is the last one, but you know what? Wait a minute. 831, you're not even on my switchboard. What are you doing to me?
Oh, no.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
Well, you know what? If they're not on the switchboard, it doesn't count. Cross it off. Pick another one.
Oh, okay. Pick another one. Who was the first one you called?
You want me to run them down again real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with, in this order, 201-989-910-561-412.
Let's go with 561.
561. 561. 561. Where are you? Are you people for real? Honest to God?
Oh.
Why are you throwing me an area code and you're not on the phone?
Which, or 9.
Well, you know what,
let's
do it this way. I'm crossing all them off and I'm telling you who's on the phone. Who's on my switchboard? Forget it. Stop sending stuff in the chat room because now you've been making me mad. Let's do this. 201-410-408-310. I'm trying to go off this list. Another 310-477. 312-847. That's who is on my switchboard. So if you just aren't on there, I can't help you.
Okay.
989, I said, yes.
I think we're going to do 417.
417. Did I say? No, it was 617, Kristen.
Oh, it was 617.
617. Okay. Area code 617.
We are making this such a big mess.
I know. I'm sorry. You know what? This proved to be more difficult than I wanted it to be. Area code 617. Who's on the line?
It's Erica.
Hi,
I'm
Erica.
Sorry,
how are you?
Erica.
Good. How are you?
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. So you live in Boston, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
I have such a hard time saying that.
So do I.
But that's really awesome. It's so funny. We're like here looking up area codes on my computer. We're like, where's that at? That's really awesome.
All right,
thanks
cool.
Thanks for coming on Stardish tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day. I hope you.
Erica, to get your photo, what I need you to do is go to stardishradio.com and send me your name, address, and all that information via email, and I'll get it out to you in the mail tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Joanne.
You're welcome, honey.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Very cool.
Bye.
Very cool. All right, sorry, people, but I will do what I said. I will definitely send Kristen some more photos to sign and bring them back on to the show. How about that?
Sounds good.
Okay, very good.
Would you
very
like
good.
To talk to my brother? My brother
I certainly
is here.
Do. I certainly do want to talk to him before we have to run. Kristen, I want to say thank you so much. Oh, and I didn't get to bring her on the phone, but I have a message from you from Tony Ann, your largest fan.
Oh,
biggest
yeah,
fan.
Tony Ann.
She's listening, so she wanted me to tell you hello, and she loves the haircut.
Oh, thanks so much, Tony Ann.
All right, perfect. All right, sweetheart, keep up the good work, and let me chat with Eddie.
Thank you so much. I'll go get him right now.
Have a good night, sweetie.
You too.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming to Stardish Radio and listening to us chat up.
So cute. Love it.
All right,
and
here's my brother.
Okay, wonderful.
Hi, guys. Again, happy anniversary.
Thanks a lot, Kristen.
Hello?
Eddie Alderson. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you? Happy anniversary.
Thank you, darling. You know what? You're growing up so much, I just want to kick myself. You're doing amazing things on that show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Fabulous, fabulous things. Tell me what you think about your storyline now.
It's definitely unlike anything I've ever done before. So every day is something new. It's a different stage in the process of the whole thing. So every day it's new emotions, new everything. And Bob and Hillary have just been great, and so has Brandon. Brandon's been doing a great job with it. And it's just awesome to be able to work with such great actors in the awesome storyline.
Now, you're not actually, you're more or less trying, you're succumbing to peer pressure, basically, is what it is on the show.
Yeah.
Have you had to encounter any of that in real life?
Huh?
Have you had to encounter any of that type of peer pressure in real life?
I don't, yeah, I guess so, but not really to that extreme, because those kids are kind of mean on the show. But, no, I've never, not really, I've just always, I just always known what was right and what was wrong, and it just never really even happened to me because all my friends they're really good people and they're not into bad stuff. So, no, we just kind of. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, my phone said something.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay.
No, all my friends, we don't go down the bad paths or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a good head on your shoulder, and you got a good rock behind you with your parents. I mean, never met your dad, but your mom is an amazing lady, and I'm sure she keeps you grounded well enough. Now, as a question I asked you a while ago when you came on, now that you guys are a little bit older, what are some of the things that you and your sister kind of argue about? Because I know you all have to be arguing sometime.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, we don't really argue, but most of the time we argue at nighttime because in New York we share a room, and I'm usually in bed before her, and she's like a night owl, so she always stays up late, and she'll come in and make so much noise. She turns the lights on, and I'm not necessarily in a good mood when I'm sleeping. So if I'm woken up while I'm sleeping, I am not a happy camper. So most of the time I'm a pretty big jerk to her, but. Hey, it's mutual. She's being rude to me.
That is too freaking cute. But you know what? Brothers and sisters do it, you know? I mean, I got two boys, and they can't stand each other half the time, and especially at nighttime. Bedtime is the worst time.
I know. I'm always the one, I'm like, Kristen's always like, Eddie, I don't want to argue with you. This is, like, ridiculous. I'm like, Kristen, we're brother and sister. It happens sometimes.
Oh, my God. Well, the fact that you even say that makes you a lot more mature than my kids, and my kid is 16, so I can certainly, definitely say that. My kids is one snores. The 8-year-old can't stand the snoring, and he's forever waking him up and smacking him, telling him to sleep on his stomach, and so bedtime is the worst time. But that's all right. So, you know, I mean, again, I wanted to say thank you for you coming on the show tonight, and you're really doing some great things. Changeling was awesome. What's coming up for you? Any more movies?
No, not right now. No, nothing.
Yeah?
Just while I have to live in school.
Yeah, how's school going for you right now?
School's going good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have the Regents to take soon, so we're mostly just studying for them because, I mean, if you don't pass them, you don't make it to the next. You have to retake the class again, so I'm kind of focused on that.
What grade are you in right now?
8.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. Doing the balancing thing. But the fact that you're balancing the work, especially with a heavy storyline like that, says something about your maturity level. And it's coming through on screen, and I just really want to say keep up the good work with that because you're really doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, I thank you for coming on the show tonight, darling, and thank your mom and your sister, and we'll definitely have you back soon. And you know what? You're going to have to pick out a photo and send it to me through the email.
Definitely.
Okay, and I'm going to do the same thing that I did with your sister. I'm going to do a little something to it, and I'll send it over to the studio, and I'll have you guys sign it, and we'll use it as a giveaway for the listeners. How about that?
Okay, cool.
All right, cool. Very good. Everyone say thank you to Eddie Alderson. They're all screaming for you in the chat room. And we're going to get going because Bradford Anderson from General Hospital is going to be calling in any second.
And, oh, awesome. Tell him I said hi.
I certainly will. I definitely will. And David Fumero is actually supposed to call in tonight, too. So,
tell him I said hi, too.
I will, sweetie. Well, don't go fighting with your sister. Go to bed.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy anniversary again.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye. Eddie Alderson and Kristen Alderson, if they're not the most mature kids I've ever met, you know, it's just unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. So I'm waiting for Bradford to call in. And in the meantime, Erica, the young lady that won Kristen's photo, go to StarDishRadio.com and email me all your information. And for the next contest, people, if you are not on the switchboard, you are not qualified. What am I supposed to do with you if you're not on the switchboard? I mean, honestly, get it together here, people. Get it together. Okay, let's move on here. I'm going to take a couple more callers and see what we got going on here. Let's see. I'm going to bring Tony back on. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Joanne.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh, man, I was just listening to the interview that you did with Eddie and with Kristen. Oh, man, that was hilarious.
Aren't they great? They're such great kids.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you ask the questions, they fight like professional actors, but when they're, you know, when they're upset, they're teenagers, and they fight like what teenagers do. They argue.
Exactly. I mean, that just shows everyone. There's their brother and sister, and of course, they argue. Come on, people. Of course they're going to argue.
Yes, they do. Oh, wow.
Well, listen to me. This is what I need Tony to do. This is how kind of Tony and I, excuse me, Tony and I kind of got hooked up. When I'm waiting for a guest to call in and I got to make a phone call, this is where Tony comes on and gives a little instant recap of a soap. So pick your soap and give a recap, Tony, because I'm going to make a phone call.
Well, let's see. Let's do One Night to Live today. Well, let's do One Night to Live because we got to go with that thing. And you see that recently that Oh, we all know what's going on now with the stalking storyline that's going on right now, and Josh trying to solve who it is right now. Today, we saw a glimpse of two members of the possible two guys who probably who is the killer. One happens to be an old nemesis of Todd and Marty, Zach Rosen, and this another one named Kyle, who Fish truly knows. The guy who plays, who's the technician at the Landview Police Department, he's out there. And they show him. So they don't know which one is those guys, but they still thinking it's Todd, they're still thinking it's Marty and blah, blah, blah. But for the viewers today, they showed those two guys. And between those two guys, I think one of them is going to be the killer, one of those two. So, and, but getting off that for a minute. Meanwhile, today, we also, and we just mentioned about Star. Today she went to visit Skylar, you know, after she had that little, it was Cole. But Cole also had a little run-in with Skylar today, too, being his counselor for a drug gun. You know, when he's involved with his drugs routines, so he's eventually is a counselor, needed a counselor. And guess who his counselor is? Skylar, the guy who he hates. Mr. J himself tells about his drug problem and how he's dealing with his problem and then having Cole tell him, and Cole doesn't want to hear it. No, Cole doesn't want to hear that. He wants to just, he's thinking, oh, you're just doing this because you want to get with Star, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, obviously, Skyler's telling him because he had problems like that, too. He had drug problems. You know, he was like, oh, but I'm not having the problem. So, look at you high now, man. So I'm going to try to play that. So, and you know, but I think Cole's so upset because Star is, you know, throwing herself basically at Skylar, you know. He was a teacher. And Star's trying to do this. And Star's trying to confide in him because she's afraid of confiding in Cole after what he's been, you know, been on drugs. He's still high on drugs. He's still high. Okay? So that's all that situation there, so we'll figure that out later. Now, the biggest surprise of the day is Christian and Layla, the possible hookup between Christian and Layla. Now, here's how it broke up. At Serenity Springs, when she and Talia were working out, Chris came by, of course, did his usual, they were talking about men, and Chris came by with his usual comments, say, oh, Layla, you can't find a man because you're blah, 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 because you're such a you-know-what, and then he walked away. And Leia told Talia, and then Leia looked at Talia and said, oh, you think you're going to let him get away with that? Oh, no. She followed him into the steam room, locked the door in the steam room, and Chris was in there. He said, get out. I'm trying to, this is a men's steam room. He said, no, I'm not going anywhere until you and I have this out. So obviously, they said, oh, you are so not going to get out the room. He said, you ain't going nowhere. So I think they're trying to throw Layla and Chris together because, you know, how much Layla hates, you know, she thinks he doesn't like the guy. She deep down, she do like, come on, I mean, some central tension there. Hello? I mean, I know just because he's Evangeline's sister. She's Evangeline's sister. Okay, we got that for a play. But Layla, come on, let's face it. She's been dumped so many times, especially after Vincent, especially when the men she's been treating, especially Fish, when he remembered the ball. Remember the Valentine ball? She left Fish there to go do what she wanted to do with Talia, and then he ended up with, you know, Stacy. You know that whole story. Anyway, honey, so anyway, forget that. So anyway, that's how come she's still pissed off, especially with Chris and his relationships, you know, with Sarah, with Evangeline, of course with Evangeline, and with Sarah, and how they went. And, you know, she's still pissed off about that. So that's why she did what she did, is go in there and try to confront Chris and do all this work. But eventually, I think they're going to eventually hook up, or they're trying to hook up. I don't know what they're going to do there, but we'll have to wait and see on that. Anyway, meanwhile, let's move on. And we'll have, a little infatuation between Dorian and Ray lately. Now, you don't recall yesterday's show that Dorian, that Ray gave Dorian little smoochy poo, and of course he slapped him. And of course she denies that she does have feelings for the guy, or he likes her, and he does. But she does, and she showed up today at Capricorn after 10. Now after that, Taya shows up at the house, soon to see Ray, because, you know, Ray used to be her client, her client, to get him off that murder charge that, you know, Vanessa is now back deployed back in Colombia, whatever. They decided to go on a date. Next thing you know, they're at Capricorn, having a good time. Guess who shows up? Dorian. Dorian, with the usual tricks, say, oh, I'm not interested. Oh, I'm just here just to keep an eye on my niece's place while she's in the hospital. Yeah, right. Keep an eye on the place or trying to check out Davis with Taya. Or check out Ray with Taya. Yeah, knowing you like him. Come on, Dorian, get real. You know you like the dude. Pure and simple. And Taya knows it, too. I think there's going to be a little bit of little triangle developing there between those three. Mm-hmm. With Ray and Taya and Dorian. And it might be quadruple. It might be a quadrangle. It might be a rectangle when David Vickers comes back to David Kickers Buchanan comes back to town next week.
Tony.
Yes.
I got to interrupt you, okay? Because I believe my nan is on the line. So hang on, okay?
Okay. Go ahead.
Thanks, Tony. Such a good guy. Hello.
Joanne?
Hi, darling. Holy cow.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't even think about that you were expecting me to call from a certain number. I didn't even think about it. I was like,
I was looking for California. And I'm
sorry.
I was going through all my numbers that I have for you, and I was like, I don't have this number. I just left Shannon a message.
I'm listening going, she's going to go make a call. I bet she's going to freaking call and try to track me down. And I'm like, I'm here. I'm like, I'm in a bar. I'm at a wine bar in L.A., and, like, I just excused myself from the table to call you, and I've been listening to the lovely Alderson's talk for, like, a half hour. I'm like,
holy shit, Bradford, my love. Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I was like, I wonder why she's not, I wonder why she's ignoring me. But then I realized it's because you don't know it. You didn't know it was me, so I am so sorry.
I was looking for one of your numbers that I did not see. But you know what? In any event, welcome back, Bradford.
Yeah, can we say thanks to Rodney for making that happen? Like,
I'm
thanks,
serious.
Rodney.
Rodney is my guy, and I love him to death. I just, can I tell you that I never met Rodney before until I went on this cruise with him last week, and he is just like...
As many of you may know, I was on a different cruise, and I wanted to go on the Bob Guinea cruise as well, but I was contractually obligated to go to the other one, and... But the other one was a pretty great cruise, too, with some great people, a lot of whom I didn't know before and now who I count as friends.
Right.
But I wish I could have gone on both. So I was really curious to hear how the Bob Guinea cruise went. I'm sure there's a more official name than the Bob Guinea cruise. Yeah. So, but you guys had a good time?
Oh, man, it was fabulous. It was completely... utterly unbelievable, and it was. You were missed, and you know what? Everybody, you know what? When the question was asked, who would you like to see on this cruise? Your name came up repeatedly.
Oh, that's so sweet. Ah, well, I'm sorry. I wish I could have been at both because I love both. I love you all.
And contracts.
But anyway, So, can you hear me okay? Because I'm kind of in Yeah, because I'm in a quiet – if any of you live in L.A., City Sip, it's in Echo Park. It's a really great wine bar. A friend of mine works here, and so I'm in the back room. I have a really nice glass of it's a Zinfandel blend. It's like Zinfandel, Malbec, maybe Grenache, maybe a little Syrah. It's like a big blend. It's a really big – it's delicious. So if any of you are in L.A. at any time, come to City Sip. It's on Sunset. Sunset
oh,
in Alvarado.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm a wine girl, too. I love wine. So tell me what's going on with you. What's going on with Bradford? It's been a long time since we spoke. Tell me what's going on with Bradford, and then tell me what's going on with Spinelli.
Well, my life is great. I'm traveling a lot. I'm doing a lot of events. I was in Chicago this past weekend, had a great time. It was a little tumultuous in the sense that I was supposed to bring a guest with me, and that guest had to bow out at the last minute, similar to when I was in New York a few weeks ago, and that same guest bowed out the week before we were supposed to go, but I ended up able to bring, I was able to bring Julie to New York with me, but Kirsten unfortunately had to bow out the day or two before we left, so I didn't have any time to put together a replacement, so I went by myself. But we had a great time. I did a striptease to kind of say I'm sorry.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I knew they didn't want to see all the goods. I just kind of wrote a message on my T-shirt and on these little shorts that I bought, and that was kind of like the apology as to why, you know, sorry, I'm just here by myself, but. And so, hopefully that was enough to satisfy. Not that anyone wants to see me take my clothes off.
There's people in the chat room that were evidently there because they're saying the striptease was hot. So, it's something good there.
But we had a wonderful time. It was such a great group of people, and anyone that was there, thank you for being so good spirited and understanding and fun loving. Because boy, did we have a good time.
So what's going on with Spinelli?
Well, right now, it's actually kind of been an interesting time at our show in general because we just switched to HD. And we had a whole week off. And so we're kind of just getting back into things now. And everything's going a little bit slower because we're trying to figure out the new technology. And look out. HD is coming. So don't judge for our imperfections because you'll see them all. Right now, Spinelli and Sam have opened their private detective agency. Excuse me, I just burped because I'm drinking wine. Spinelli and Sam just opened their private detective agency, and Maxie has upset Spinelli, and so he's kind of negotiating his joy over his new endeavor while at the same time kind of mourning over his lost friend and love. So, look forward to seeing some great scenes between myself and Kirsten in terms of the disagreement that we have. That's something that I really enjoyed shooting, and I think came out really well. So that's coming up in the next week or so, I would guess. And looking forward to working with Kelly Monaco more and working with Steve more. And it's actually really cool. There's a lot going on, but it's all kind of at the beginning stages. I think the summer is going to be, there's going to be a lot of Maxie Spinelli stuff, but it's going to be Maxie chasing Spinelli a little bit more than the other way around as it has been. And it's kind of exciting. These new storylines are kind of in their fledgling state. But I'm looking forward to how they're going to turn out.
Well, I received a question in one of my emails about is there possibly going to be a spam pairing?
Hey, I'd be okay with that.
You know?
Well, Sam, Kelly is very busy. She's a very busy girl right now. If any of you folks are going to visit anytime soon, check her out at Planet Hollywood coming up at the end of April, I think, through May or June. Her schedule is nuts. Like, she flies in like Sunday nights, like shoots Monday, Tuesday on our show, and then flies back to Vegas and is in rehearsal Wednesday through Sunday for her show in Vegas. So she's a busy girl. So if a Sam and Spinelli pairing would be ideal, but I'm not sure if she's around often enough to give her full energy to a pairing that, you know, full energy as what would be needed for a Sam and Spinelli pairing, because I mean I really require a lot of her, and she'd need a lot of energy to put up with me, and
yes, she would, my little hyper man, little energizer, a bunny. So listen to what I did, okay? I don't know if Erin got a chance to tell you. The fabulous messenger bag that I made for you, Spinelli, and had you sign, we're going to give that away tonight.
Woo!
Okay, so this is what I want you to do, okay?
Okay.
I waited specifically until I got you back on the show to do this. I'm going to give you some area codes that were thrown at me through the chat room, and you're going to pick an area code, and whoever area code that is, you are going to choose. We're going to bring them on the line, and they're going to win a laptop messenger bag designed by me on Star Trek Radio.
Wow. You said laptop and then pause for a second.
Well,
and
you
I was
know
like,
what?
Wow, you're taking away. You're amazing.
Bradford, Mr. Big Bug, why don't you throw in a laptop to go with the messenger bag?
I
Yeah. Now, people, you're getting a messenger bag empty. You need to fill it. Does not include contents. But it's a nice messenger, canvas messenger bag.
I'm excited. I remember signing that. It's a very pretty bag.
Yes, it's a nice messenger bag, signed by Bradford in Spinelli font, what do you want to call it, keyboard font, and Bradford signed it, so someone's going to win it. So I'm going to give you a couple area codes. So try and keep it straight. Ready?
All right, hold on. Let me move to a quieter. I need to hear you specifically. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. 407.
Okay.
410.
Okay.
617.
Okay.
408.
Oh, my God, there's a lot of 4-0s.
Yeah. You know what? Wait a minute. 617, you won the last prize. You're disqualified. Sorry. Forget 617. They won the Kristen Alderson prize.
I was Boston, too. That was 617's Boston. I was kind of leaning towards them.
Yeah, you know what? She just won the Kristen Alderson autograph photo. So,
out of here. Wow.
Okay. So, let's do this. Okay. We got... Wait a minute. Okay. Where did I... 408-520.
Okay.
310.
Jeez.
941. 412. Yeah. 630.
All right. Can I stop you there?
910 is the last one.
910. Okay. Well, I kind of lost track after the first one, so can we just go to the first one, 407?
407 it is.
All right.
4-0.
Sorry, everyone that came after that. My attention span is short, as you may guess. And
he's drinking. Let's bring on area code 407. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Bradford. It's Courtney.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
You're
I can't believe you picked me. That's awesome.
That's hilarious because I can't keep track of anything and I have a short attention span. That's amazing.
I know. When Joanne called me first, I was like, that's it. I'm winning.
Amazing.
Uh-huh. See that? Very cool, very cool. Courtney, email me all your information at stardustradio.com and I'll send it out to you this week.
Okay, will do. Thanks, Bradford. We can't wait to see you in July.
Thanks, Courtney.
All right, see you soon. Bye.
Thanks. How cool is that? You know,
that's
and I
really
just met her for the first time on the cruise, too. So look at that.
Yeah, that whole this is quite a group. It's great. I met them at fan club, the first fan club weekend I ever went to, and I've been in love ever since.
Aren't they fabulous? They really are. So let me ask you a couple more questions, and I'm going to let you go back to your wine party. These are questions that I get from fans. Does Bradford Anderson have a Facebook?
I do not have a Facebook. I just have my MySpace.
Okay.
I tried to do Facebook, and you know, I figured one online kind of profile was enough because I tell you, it's all I can do to manage the MySpace, let alone trying to bring in another one. And unfortunately, fortunately, the way whatever we look at it, I get so much correspondence, which is wonderful, but it gets to the point where I can't really respond. So I kind of use my MySpace profile as a way to communicate anything that I want to communicate. But I can't respond as much as I would like to the messages that I get.
Well, yeah, because you really, you know what, you've blown up in the last almost 2 years because there was a point in time where you were able to do that, and your fan base has just grown.
I enjoyed that so much. It was really neat, when I got home from work to go on my MySpace and, you know, respond to the messages that I got. That was really neat. And so it kind of saddened me that I don't have the time to do that anymore simply because it would take too long. But I still really appreciate everyone that writes in, and I still go on there as often as I can and at least read them. Even if I don't respond, you know, chances are that I've read it. So, you know, don't, you know, I wouldn't say stop writing, because, you know, don't be deterred. I mean, I still read them, but unfortunately, I don't necessarily have the ability to write back to everyone. So I apologize.
Right.
For that.
Right.
No, well, you know what? It's understandable. And you know what? Not for nothing. You do plenty of fan events to get yourself around there. And shows like this. I'm definitely going to have you come back on the show, you know, when you're not at a bar and we can sit and talk storylines and stuff.
There's this great thing that we instituted with our group of friends. It's called Wine Bar Wednesdays. And I think it's sweeping the nation on Wednesdays. You know, maybe it's just the alliteration that I like, wine bar, I don't know, whatever. But it's a great day to go out to a wine bar. So Wednesday.
Yeah, you know what? That's the thing now, you know. So you know what? That's cool though. But listen to me. I just want everybody to realize the reason I asked Bradford to come on this show wasn't so much to discuss storylines or anything else. I had him come back because he was my very first guest on Star Dish Radio 1 year ago today. And
I was a proud first guest. My goodness, I'm so. Congratulations for this milestone, and you're doing an incredible job, and I can't wait to come on for your 2 year anniversary.
Well, you know what? You'll definitely be there, because every anniversary you'll have to come back on. But in the meantime, I'm going to bring you back on in maybe a month or two or whatever, and we'll do storylines and then the fan stuff, because they're screaming at me, oh, we're not taking calls today. No, he's at a bar. Leave him alone.
I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
That's all right.
Don't hate me.
Listen, no one can ever hate you, so don't even stress over it. Go have a glass for me and toast Star Dish Radio, and I will be chatting with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Joanne. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Bradford. Have a good night.
All right, talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, wow. So anyhow, yes, that was Bradford. And no, we weren't taking phone calls because of the fact that this is really just an anniversary show and we weren't getting into storylines or any of that stuff. So that's what it is. So yes, it's so unfair. I know, Barb. And Courtney, you're a lucky little witch there that you won that thing going on. So why didn't I say what in the beginning? I didn't say anything, Holly. It's just it's an anniversary show, and Bradford came on for the anniversary. He came on for the giveaway, and that's what we got accomplished. So he'll come back on in a couple of months, and we'll do the whole fan chat thing where he'll be able to sit down and concentrate and take phone calls from his fans. David Romero is supposed to be coming on. I'm searching for him now. I'm not sure because it wasn't definitely confirmed, but we'll see what happens. Let me see who this is. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Where's your hand up? Well, hello?
Hello? It's me.
Well,
are you talking to me, Joanne?
Yes, I am. And the number you gave me, listen to me, the number that you gave me is not the number that you're calling from.
Oh, my God, because that's my cell phone, and I'm calling you from my home phone. I'm an idiot.
So there you go. Smack, smack, smack.
Anyway, how are you? Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you, and your show is fabulous. Every point of your show is amazing.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I mean, I do get certain fans that get a little twisted when they can't talk, but you know what? Tonight was just about celebrating the year of Star Dish and the fact that Bradford was my first guest. That's why I asked him to come back on, and specifically for that giveaway. So we'll definitely do another Bradford chat in a couple of months with storylines and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's perfect. And you're always fabulous. And it was the best that I finally got to meet you face-to-face on the boat.
I know. And you know what? For those of you who don't know, on Friday evening, Nivelle from Buzzworthy Radio is going to be coming on to Star Dish Radio, and we're going to be doing a recap of Rock the Soap Cruise. Bob Guinea's going to be calling in, and I'm hoping for some other surprise guests. I'm not going to mention because nothing's confirmed. But we're hoping for some surprises to come on.
Cool.
Yeah, so definitely looking forward to that.
Well, I'll be there on Friday, so will Courtney.
And you know what? We're going
to
bring you on.
You and Kelly.
You should get them to come on, and because we want to hear stories. We want to hear who wants what for next year, who is what you want to see, what you don't want to see, what took too long, what took too short. We want to see all that stuff. Yes, Bob Guinea's coming on Friday night, Di. So,
cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good show. It's going to definitely be a good show. So I'm sorry
right.
You didn't get to talk to Bradford, but
that's
you know what?
That's all right. He texted me to say, get Joanne, because she doesn't know I'm on this area code. So.
Oh, gosh, I was freaking out. When you said 646, I was like, what? Really? That number.
Yes, we chatted. Since we met at fan club weekend and stuff. He's wonderful.
He is. I love him to death. He's some guy. He really
he's
is.
He's really good to all the people, his fans. Just he's the most amazing person ever.
He is. He so is. Well, anyhow, thank you so
right.
much for calling in, my darling, and I'll talk to you again on Friday.
Okay. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Rodney.
Bye, love.
Bye. For those of you who don't know Rodney, he is just like one of the most super people, and his little sidekick in the chat room, Courtney. Yeah, so for Rock the Soap, Barb is in the chat room. You need to post your stories and faves on rockthesoap.com message board, so make sure you guys go over to that. Kelly Monaco was on the show already, J. Sam, but you know what? With her schedule, there's no chance in hell she'll be able to do an interview like this anytime soon, so I'm not even going to try and do that anytime soon. So let's see. Who else do I have here on the phone? I'm going to bring on Tony. Tony,
hey.
Tony, Tony.
Hey.
How are you? Thank you so much.
You know I'd be hanging around for you. You know I never leave you, John.
no, I know.
Yeah, I want also want to touch on a couple of things on One Night to Live casting news. And that's been confirmed today that Kathy Breyer and Michael Stack, aka Mike and Marcy, are now officially gone from the show.
Is that not the saddest thing you ever heard?
Yes, it's very sad. Yeah, and you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a shame because, you know, you don't go much about storylines, what happens, you know. That happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know they don't have nothing left for them because, you know,
mm-hmm.
but the baby is supposed to be theirs. I mean, you all know the baby's still a star, which is the band, which is technically still theirs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know when they're going to wrap that up. That's the problem.
You know what? I don't know, but it's a damn shame because Kathy Breyer, and after just spending some time with her on the cruise, too, she's a fabulous lady. And, I mean, no doubt she'll definitely be out and about somewhere. And she's got the singing chops, too, so she'll definitely be where people can find her. It's just a shame. And then for those of you who don't know, and I mean, I know there's mainly ABC people here, but Guiding Light has also been canceled.
Yeah. After 72 years of 17 on the radio, now 55 on the CBS television network, CBS Daytime now series today that Guiding Light will have its final episode on September 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be
this is so true.
72 years. I mean, that's unbelievable. It's been a great run for that show. But we all knew inevitable that was going to happen because of the low ratings, number one, and number two, you know. And number two, we know that Guiding Light has low ratings. And number two, the popularity of the show was going pretty much down.
Mm-hmm.
With the storylines and all that. Now, the problem is, when the show gets canceled, I wonder if Starz going to start making jumping before the final show, or you're going to wait after the final show goes somewhere. You know, it's very difficult. I know it had to be very difficult for all of them today, and I feel for all of them. I really feel for all of them.
Well, you know what though, I can probably say that we'll probably see more of those actors and actresses on an ABC soap.
Quite possibly. But maybe in the cases of Gina Tornotti, maybe I know people would love to see her back put Kelly on One Night to Live. They would love to see her back there. And there's some others I
may be able to come back. She might come back. There's even one I've read on one board today. It's talking about Kim Zimmer could be a good nemesis for, like, come on for Kara to be a nemesis for Erica, or it might be a new Brooke, or it might be the new Brooke. Who knows? They could come back and give Erica a little headache. But that would probably wouldn't set well with Julia Barr, because you know Julia Barr is the original Brooke. She's our Brooke. She has to come. She was the one. If anybody plays Brooke, she would be. But you think Kim Zimmer might be a good, but Kim Zimmer might come real close, you know? Or she might be a whole new character entirely that gets Erica all the hate she can handle. That'd be kind of nice. But then again, I don't think they would have taken another guy in like Star, especially that with Ricky Paul going and Beth Etler's there. And, you know, Ricky's character, Jake, is doing fantastic with all the storylines he has, especially with Amanda. And Beth's not doing too good with her storyline. With Taylor and Brock. So I don't know if they want to take another guy in Guiding Light star on that show. I really don't know.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of talented people on Guiding Light, so it would be nice to see them thrive somewhere else. I think it's a shame that Procter & Gamble just kind of let them float away after 72 years. I mean, if you really think about it, they were on, like Brandon had said to me earlier, they were on before Pearl Harbor. I mean, they were on before television. So that's something that should always have been kept on the air forever and a day, you know. But it all boils down to money and numbers and, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, definitely. And you just can't do that. And it just happens in the world, especially in this world we live in right now, and especially the economy that we live in. Things happen. People taking pay cuts. People losing appetite. That's what happens. And unfortunately, one show goes by the wayside, and next thing you know, it might start a chain reaction. But then again, they might stop the bleeding somehow. But, you know, a lot of people, I know a lot of panic on the board said, well, Guy Light may be gone, and then say, oh, Days might be next, or God forbid, one of the ABC soaps, God forbid. But I hope that doesn't come to that. I really don't, because daytime has has to stay alive as much as we can. And I know the producers of all these shows and all these executive producers are trying to do it, and all the advertising and the network shows are trying to do their best to try to keep daytime afloat, the daytime soaps afloat as much as they can.
Yeah.
They can.
Well, from what I understand, that Brian Fonz is supposed to be trying to be bringing on some of these people. So we'll see what happens.
Definitely stay tuned in the old. In the old television, stay tuned.
Right. Just so everybody knows, David Fumero, I'm sending him an email right now, just so, you know, see if he's going to call in or not. From what I understood, he was supposed to. Still on the air. Call. The other thing is the Liza recast.
Yes.
If you guys didn't get a chance to hear Michael Knight's interview with Buzzworthy Radio yesterday, go over to his archives and listen to Michael Knight's thoughts on the Jamie Lunar coming on as the new Liza Colby. So he gives a good insight on it. So definitely go check out the archives over at Buzzworthy Radio and check that out. Neville, I saw that you were on the line, but I don't know what happened to you, so call back in. Everybody else is getting through, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was very I'll tell you what, he has a good praise, he has a good say for her. I think she's probably started work already on AMC.
She did start working already. Yeah, she is. She definitely did start working. Tony, hold on a second. I want to see who this is. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, who's this? Hello? Okay, they don't want to talk, so we'll put them back on hold. Okay, they don't want to talk, so that's okay. They can go back on hold. It's fine, no problem. James DePaiva would be a fabulous way to come back on One Life to Live. You're right, Tony Ann. I mean, everybody would love to see him back.
Yes, definitely.
I don't know who doesn't love Max.
Yeah, Max and Blair, no.
Let me just touch real quick. Jewel's computer disconnected. Liza Colby has been recast by Jamie Luner, who played Lexi on Melrose Place. So go Google her, and she did start working with Michael Knight already. And go to buzzworthyradio.com and listen to Michael Knight's interview from yesterday.
Go to Buzzworthy Radio, or you go to Lock Talk Radio page and Buzzworthy Radio and go listen to the archives there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's see what else is going on here. Oh, I need to say, for those of you who are One Life to Live fan, well, any soap fan, I shouldn't say that. Gregory J. Martin, who is a director, he directed a movie called Manhattanites. So I want you to Google that, Manhattanites. And on May 6th, he will be coming on to Stardish Radio with the cast of Manhattanites. So that means the cast of Manhattanites. So go check out Manhattanites. Google it. It's coming out May 6th on DVD. You'll be able to buy it at Amazon.com. And so go check that out and familiarize yourself with that, because it's got a ton of soap stars in it. Darnell Williams from All My Children was co-director for Forbes March was in it. Aidan Turner, Eileen Kristen. There's so many people who are on soaps that are in this movie. So really, go Google that, because I know there's a trailer available, and familiarize yourself with that. So when May 6th comes around, you guys will be able to know what it is and definitely buy the movie and support your soap stars is the other thing, because you know what? Everybody's getting these pay cuts. They're included. You know, the economy hits everyone and their mother. J-Sam, anybody that has requests for guests, go to StardishRadio.com and go into the wish list and throw whatever names you want on that wish list. And I will do my best to get whoever it is on the show. Everybody that is put on that list definitely gets an invitation. Whether they accept it or not, I can't guarantee, but I will definitely do my best to get them on for you. So definitely put that in there.
Yes, definitely.
There's some requests for Karen Harris.
That's the writer for GH.
I'm sorry?
One of the writers for GH.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so throw them on there, and we'll see what happens, you know? I mean, it is a long list, but you know what? I mean, listen, anybody that you want to hear, go throw it up there. I know you want Kirsten Storms, but you know what? Kirsten Storms don't do radio, Rodney, so I can't help you with that one. I have tried many times for Kirsten Storms, but, you know, she's just not interested in doing radio. Yes, you're right, Di. She says, my guy doesn't like to do interviews, which is Torsten K. Brandon Barash was just on. I'm not bringing him back on. And you just saw him, for crying out loud. This is Rodney again. Megan Ward, you know what? The request is out there. She knows you guys want her to come back on, so we just have to wait and see what happens with Megan. Brandon's been on quite a few times. Lindsay Leatherman would definitely be a good one. Well, I could definitely try and put her. But stop telling me in the chat room, because I'm not going to remember. I do have ADD. Go put it in StardishRadio.com's wish list so I can actually see it on paper. How about that?
Yeah.
That's right. Stop. That's right. Quit bothering Joanne in the chat room. Do what she says. Go to StarDishRadio.com. Click on the wish list. Put the names in the wish list, and see they'll show you whatever she can do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know what though? The people who are requesting Aiden Turner, he's going to be on Buzzworthy Radio next week.
That's right. One week from tomorrow. 1 week from Friday. That'll be April 10th.
Yeah, so he'll be on Buzzworthy, so you guys can hear him over there. Aiden was on. Steve Burton doesn't do radio either, so you know you can put
him there, but
it doesn't matter. He doesn't do it.
Neither does Melissa Archer on One Night to Live. She doesn't do interviews like that either.
Yeah, so you know everybody that you guys request, I swear to God, I send the invitations out. So if you know they don't respond, there's nothing I can do about that. You know, yes, April 10th. Thank you, Di. If you know what, you're absolutely right. I want you guys to come back on. You can go to StarDishRadio.com and go to the wish list. That's okay, Michelle. You don't have to worry about being late. StarDishRadio.com, and the wish list is there, and you guys put in whoever you want to put. Nice one, Neville. He's requesting Alicia Minshew.
Yeah, good luck with that one, pal.
I know. Thank you so much. And okay. Yeah, Michelle's working on Maurice Bernard. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah. Good luck with that too.
Mhm. I'm serious. Well, you know what? It is what it is. We'll see. It's a good time anyway. Who cares? It is what it is. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming out to the show tonight. I'm still hoping David Flamiero will call in because I was kind of assured that he would, but it wasn't confirmed. And usually I get an email from him, and I didn't. So it's a possibility. That's why his name wasn't on the flyer. So we'll see what happens. But David's my buddy. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
And if not, he'll come on another time. I'm not too worried about it. Let me see. Yeah, Laura Wright is definitely one. You could request anyone, and it doesn't have to be soap actors, Jewel. I do many other things besides soap actors. I do just normal actors, musicians. It's actually, you know, has anybody heard of TMZ.com?
I have.
Okay, TMZ.com, you have Harvey Levin. He's going to be a guest very soon, within the next couple of weeks. So look for that. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com is going to be joining me in a couple of weeks. Definitely I want you to check into that Manhattanites thing, because Manhattanites is a way for you to support your soapies in another way. Outside of the soaps, because look at what just happened with
Guiding Light.
So everyone has to make a living somehow or another. So check that out, Manhattanites, and come back on May 6th.
Okay.
Megan, I'm going to spell it for you, honey. It's not Manhattanites. Let's see. Hold on. I'm spelling it wrong myself. Wait a minute. Manhattanites. Did I spell it right?
M-A-N.
It's one N, right?
Yeah, M-A-N.
Yeah, okay, there it is.
H-I-T-A-N.
Yeah, H-I-T-E-S. Everyone who did not get a chance to go on Rock the Soap Cruise, start saving your money now. I'm not going to give away too much because we're doing a big show on Friday about it, but holy cow, it was the most awesome, awesome, awesome cruise.
Yeah.
So,
despite some actors not being there for any reason at all, Bradford couldn't make it. Kelly couldn't make it to the episode. And of course, Rebecca had that little stand on over on You Bet Your Mother.
That's right. You know, then that's all cool. So make sure you guys come back on Friday, because Bob Guinea is going to be joining us, and it's going to be a good time. You know, he'll be chatting with us for a little while, and we're working on Rock the Soap 2. We're going to figure out where it's leaving from, what it's doing, what you want, what you don't want. But seriously, start saving your money. Save your pennies, because, you know, it was a great turnout, but I know that they want more. But you know what? It was the I have to take a cough drop. I'm sorry. I'm still cold. I heard
they worked you guys had a lot of fun on that crew, and also a lot of karaoke clips that some people were doing, karaoke clips.
Oh, well, let me tell you this real quick before I say anything. You need to go on the cruise, Joni, before you can talk about it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Sorry.
So start saving your damn money.
I will. I am.
That's what I'm telling Tony.
I'm saving it. I'm going to start saving it right now. Every little bit I can.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. I'm going to bring on another caller here. This is Rita.
Which one can you hear me on?
Hey, Rita.
I hear you right now.
You can hear me on this one.
Okay, I guess I don't hear you at all anymore. Okay. I don't know what that's all about.
Come back quickly.
So let's see who this is. Area code 773.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Rita.
I don't know what that's all about.
Rita, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello?
No, not at all. Okay, I don't know what that's all about. How many phones you got, Rita?
It's not like three. It's not like two.
Sounded like there was a couple of different phones there, no? You know what? It's okay. Let's not even get into the cruise, because we'll definitely Barb says get Verizon. We'll definitely get into the cruise on Friday. It was definitely wonderful. Definitely wonderful. Nivelle, call in. I want to talk about the Emmys. Call in. Hurry up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have the Emmys. Daytime Emmys, yeah. It's scheduled to be on the CW network, and tentatively scheduled right now for August 31st is what I'm hearing. That's a Monday night. I'm like...
Oh, is it?
Scheduled to be on a Monday night. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was told they were going to be in New York, but now they're saying they're in California.
Right, they might stay out in California because the CW is pretty much out, got stuff, but most of their shows are out there. And I think they're going to use the format. I think they're going to use the Daytime Emmys to showcase not only their talent on the network they have right now, but also the new shows that are coming out this fall, like the new Gossip Girl spinoff that's going to be coming out, and also the new version of Melrose Place as well.
Okay. Well, Nivelle's on the line. Nivelle. What's the story with the good night, Di. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Thank you. And one of these days you're just actually going to have to friggin' call in. Nivelle.
Yes.
What's the deal with the Emmys?
What's up? It'll be telecast on the CW network in late August, probably on the 31st.
Okay.
At the Orpheum Theater. And a lot of people are, like, asking, what's the CW network? What's the CW? And I think everybody should have it. I mean, it's a regular station. I mean, if you had UPN network, you have CW. Since that's basically what it is.
Yeah, check your local listings. You'll find CW. But now, Nelson had told me that they were going to be airing in New York, but now I'm reading in California.
Yeah, it's going to be in California. Yeah, it's going to be in Los Angeles. They found out from the Gold Derby that's where it was going to be at. Yeah, because it was speculating that it was going to be back in New York this year, but it turns out it's actually going to be in Los Angeles again this year. So.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people want to know, how do you guys get to go to the Emmy Awards? I mean, I know people who go just to go as fans and everything, but there are people that go as press. Just saying.
Well, you can buy tickets to go to the Emmys.
Yes, you can. I don't know normally when that comes out, but it normally comes out at least 2 months before the event happens, to where you can go ahead and buy your tickets at the Emmy site.
Right.
You could just Google it or Yahoo it and just put in like Emmys, and the link will pop up and you just go there and then you can just purchase your tickets. Has a number for you to call and that's about it. So.
Mm-hmm. And the stars are pretty fan friendly. They're all also happy to see everybody along that red carpet line.
Yeah, they are. They really are. And I'm hearing that Tyra Banks may be hosting this. And if she is,
you know what?
I'm sorry. I don't like her. I mean, I don't.
It's not that I don't like Tyra Banks. It's just that I don't know. I thought Cameron and Sherry Shepherd really, really did a good job last year.
Mhm. I do agree.
So
with that.
I don't know why Tyra Banks would be doing it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Courtney. She's not fan-friendly. I'm sorry. She's really not.
Right.
She puts me off. I mean, she just puts
really?
Me off. That's the rumor on the street. But I would love it if, like Jewel said, I would love it if Ellen hosted.
Ellen. Oh, shit. Ellen is fabulous.
I definitely would love it if Ellen hosted the show. She would be a perfect fit for that type of program. I mean, she hosts times, but I think this is more of her realm. So I would definitely love it if Ellen DeGeneres hosted the daytime Emmys. But that's all I know about it so far of what I've been reading in the sub support that Nelson had sent out to us. Other than that, I don't know anything else about it.
And you know who else would be good, too? They need to get, I mean, Tyra's daytime, I understand that, but I would rather see a host. She is a host per se, but I would like to see a real host do it. I would even love to see Regis and Kelly do it. That would be great. I would love to see Regis and Kelly host the Emmys, being that they never won it, to actually host it. You know, Tyra Banks is just, I don't know. Yeah, Rosie knows soaps, but not too many people like Rosie these days, so. No, Ellen's not rude to fans.
Okay.
I think they're talking about Tyra.
No, oh, okay. I would like Cameron to host again. I would like to have him host again. He seems like he goes out of his way. Let's put it that way. He goes out of his way to make it like the best thing since sliced bread. So.
I guess. I would like to see somebody else. You know, I mean, it shouldn't have to be the same people all the time, although I do think that the two of them did do a really good job last year. I think I would like to see Regis and Kelly do it.
That would be kind of – I would like to see – what about the people from The View?
No, I would like to see – no. Please, I can – no. No, I can't even watch The View anymore, honestly, because I can't stand. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg would be great, or Sherry Shepherd. I'm really not a fan of Joy Behar, and you know what? Elizabeth just whines too much for me. Bob Guinea did do the red carpet. That's right, Barb, he did. He would be a great host, too, for crying out loud. So, I mean, come on.
I agree with that too, and I'm staying away from Elizabeth Hasselbitch, so that's a topic I will not even get on. But
You know what? Absolutely.
But Bob Guinea would be good too. I mean, I'm not gonna say any more about the cruise except that Bob was a great host for that. I will talk about that more on Friday, but I just have to point that out.
Bob is an awesome host, period. He knows how He knows what people want. He knows how to engage a crowd. And he's just really good. You know, he's good to fans. And he's just, who's not fan-friendly, Courtney?
Oh, boy.
Who's not fan friendly? They are not fan friendly either. We saw them all down. Oh, the View people. Probably. I heard Barbara Walters was a snob. Joy Behar is you know, I mean, she's old and she's got cobwebs. What do you expect? Of course she's a snob.
I mean, if you want a perfect example, look at the Bonnie Hunt interview that she did on The View and what happened between her and Barbara Walters. And that, yeah, well.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Oh,
I didn't even see that. Yeah, the ladies at The View, they definitely are not fan-friendly. I like Whoopi Goldberg. I can't imagine that that Whoopi Goldberg is snobbish. I don't really think that she is. But I would definitely say Barbara Walters is snobbish. And let's remember, she's got cobwebs between her legs, so that's probably why she's snobbish. And Joy Behar, she just don't know what to do with herself. She's got a problem with that stupid hair of hers. She looks like a rooster. So, of course, she has a reason to be upset. So, you know, if I looked like a rooster, I'd be upset, too, all the time.
Well, that's what collagen's for and Botox.
Well, I don't even think it's all that. I don't think collagen and Botox can help that. Meredith Vieira seems like she's really nice. Rodney said she's really nice. That would be cool.
I could see Meredith doing it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said someone young. I wouldn't go that far for that, though. At least not yet.
Someone professional.
Yeah, at least, you know, I wouldn't hit up on a young person who for them is right now. I mean, especially now with whatever things going on. And I wouldn't want anyone young yet. It's enough with the young people on the shows now that people don't like. You're going to have someone young host the Daytime Emmy Awards, too, and dig it deeper into that grave that it's already in? I don't think so.
Yeah. What I really think sucks, and I have to say this, is the fact that ABC, NBC, and CBS, none of them wanted to air it, and 90% of the shows are all on their networks, and they didn't want to air it due to numbers. Well, you know what? That's why all your shows are, like, floating down the tubes, because you don't want to take care of your own.
Yeah, well, NBC didn't want to air them on there because none of their people who were on their shows got nominated or won. So they were like, what the hell? So they decided not to have them on their network anymore because of that reason alone. And ABC and CBS didn't air them because their numbers were scarcely dismal, and I'm, like, hearing on the side, too, from close sources that most of them don't even care about the Emmy Awards. They just get up there, they do their thing, and that's it. They don't even care about the trophies. It's just like, I want another trophy. Let's just put it on the shelf or throw it in the garbage can kind of attitude. So it's
right.
Like, you know, if the stars are not in it either, so really what's the point of fighting for it to keep it on the air if they're not even into it or they don't even
right.
feel like they're invested in it?
Right, right. Well, listen, this is what I want to say. We got 12 minutes remaining. I just want to go backwards for a minute regarding the history of Star-Dish Radio. When Star-Dish Radio came about and I did the first show April 1st, many of you know that I did have two co-hosts with me, Desiree Lopez and Jennifer Lynn Brown. I always want to say Smith, but I believe it was Brown. That pairing between us did not work out, and it was basically creative differences. I'm addressing this a year later because I really never addressed it, and I'll get to that in a second. It was creative differences. I wanted to go one way with the show. It was my baby, and I wanted to nurture it and let it thrive and go where it needed to go, and that just wasn't what was happening. So I chose to ask them to step down. They did, but not without controversy. But I would like to say that I did receive an email yesterday from Jennifer Lynn Brown after 1 year of not speaking to each other, that she sent me an email to congratulate me on the full year of Stardish. And she was very gracious and very nice. So if, in fact, anybody is listening that knows her or whatever, I do say thank you to her, and I did reply to her email. So I just wanted to get that out there before the show ended. And I don't regret not having a co-host. I have plenty of listeners that are my informal co-hosts, and you know what? We made this show what it is. 150 guests and thriving, not just in soaps and in the world, you know, we expand out into the world of entertainment, whether it be musicians or actors or movie actors or anything like that, we do. So there you go. I said what I had to say. Okay, then I'm going to take a drink.
I'm following the chat room as well when you had said that, and, you know, they're asking about how do we feel about a guy named Mike being canceled. I mean, this show's been around for 72 years.
For crying out loud, Brandon said it right. It was on before Pearl Harbor.
It was on before Pearl Harbor, yeah. I mean, this show had started in the 30s, you know, and it basically lasted out longer than the rest that were on the air. I mean, you just hear 72 years. You're like, oh, my God, what just happened here? The longest running soap has now been canceled. I mean, this has been advertised everywhere. I mean, CNN had said stuff about it. Yahoo posted about it on Yahoo. And,
it's,
you know,
incredible.
It's like a huge deal. And
it is.
And you know with that show gone, then
anything can happen
for the rest of daytime right now. You know,
right.
It's like Courtney said, it is a sad day in daytime for as a whole, the whole industry as a whole, because now they're going to be looking at this going like, holy hell, what's going to happen to us? And she said that, also that maybe some of the guys on Night Stars can get on ABC soaps.
Yeah.
They are trying to get that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Franz is trying to get them to come over to ABC. Namely, what I'm hearing, Gina Tognoni.
Yeah, to reprise her role as Kelly.
And Barbara Bloom, who is the president of CBS Daytime, does not want that happening at all. She's doing her damnedest to make sure ABC does not get any of those CBS people. She's going to try to find them in any way, shape, or form a job at CBS. She does not want them going, especially Gina and Jeff Branson going back to ABC. So.
Mhm. Absolutely. With 8 minutes, I'm going to take another caller here. Hang on. Let's see who this is. Area code 773. Who's this?
It's me, Joanne. Joanne?
Rita, you got a new phone number?
Oh, I've had the 773 all day, all evening. You couldn't hear me on the 847. I heard you, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay.
So I did
realize.
The 773. I didn't realize what's going on with. I'm going to have a word with Comcast. I need to wish you a happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you so much.
You deserve it so much. I wanted to talk a little bit with
Kristen Alderson.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wanted to say that the education goes above and beyond that she knows of, because I was telling Jen I was freaking out. I can't believe that in some ways I'm in real life part of that storyline, and I could tell you about that later. And I wanted to wish you the happy anniversary. I wanted to ask you how you're feeling. And
I'm happy as a blank, blank, dot, dot, dot.
You sound better.
Yeah, it's managing its own right now.
But are you going to have a Rock the Soap over there?
Are we doing what?
Are you going to have some kind of a Rock the Soap you know, like a night of talking about...
Friday night will be our night to talk about Rock the Soap. And Bob Guinea will be on the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Bob Guinea will be on the show, and we'll be definitely talking about that. Hello? Neville, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, well, Rita's gone. Oh, well. I don't know what to say about all that.
Yes,
anybody who was on Rock the Soap crew,
we encourage
you have
to call in.
Call in, absolutely. We're going to take all the calls, and I want stories, and I want dirty stories, because I know there's some damn dirt that went on that boat that nobody's telling me. So I want Barb is doing the switchboard on Friday. Yes, she is.
Don't disconnect me, Barbara. That's it.
What you call it? Anybody who was on that cruise has to call, and I want some damn dirt. Because, you know, I was sick as a friggin' dog, and I did not hang out as much as I could have or that I wanted to because I had to take my tired old ass to bed because I was sick, and I just
there
couldn't
hang.
There
was an incident that happened that I have to talk about. That happened on the first day, but I didn't find out until the last day.
No, you know what, Courtney? Everything can be said on air, yada, 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 and dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I know about what happened that I feel like I can't say on air, but...
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll rate the show mature and set it to private.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta call in Friday. I'm like encouraging all you guys that were on this cruise event, call in on Friday, and tell us everything that went down that not everybody got to see, not everybody got to hear. Just let it roll, baby. Just let it roll. That's all I'm saying.
And you know what? I have to say, give credit where credit is due. I had the best roommate, Barb.
I had an awesome roommate too named Matthew, and our table was freaking off the chain.
Well, you know what? I can't say too much about our dinner table being that we were all smushed into a booth, but I would have liked a round table. And your waiter was better than ours.
Yes, he was.
All the freaking tricks he was doing over there, blowing into cans and shit. He was blowing into cans.
We'll get into that Friday. Save that for Friday.
Yeah, I know. All right, you know what? I'm gonna end this now. I'm gonna play a little bit of music because I love my 50 Cent birthday song that I created. I'm loving it. So I'm gonna play a few little things here, and let me see. And everybody, come back Friday night, 9:30. Bob Guinea, Neville's going to be my special co-host. Barb will be on the air, and I want everybody to call in with their stories, okay? Thank you so much for coming out for Star Dishes 1 year anniversary. I look forward to many, many years to come with you guys one way or another, and I honestly can't wait to meet more of you. Neville, thanks for calling in. Tony, thanks for calling in. Rita, I don't know what happened to you. Love you. Talk to you all later.